Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I am your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Friends and loyal listeners, lend me your ears. Let's be honest, you've been lending me your ears for the last 52 weeks and now nearly the last 25 years. Over the last 52 weeks here on Girly So Groovy, we have featured nearly 100 brand new albums. And tonight, friends, this week, friends, this episode, friends, we narrow that list to the top 10 girly, so grooviest albums of 2025. In this first hour of the show, we will be counting down the 10 best albums of the year. In the second hour, I've got a baker's dozen worth of honorable mentions for you, albums that came close to the top 10 spot. But we still can't turn the page on 2025 without celebrating those as well. When I think about music released this past year, the music world has refused to stand still in 2025. It was definitely a year for not playing it safe. All over the music map, music just kept mutating in weird and wonderful ways. The artists behind this year's best albums were taking big swings, many of them consciously deciding not to repeat past successes. Our list for this year reflects what Girly So Groovy has been for the last 25 years. This is a show and list that are based on genre hopping. We are never pigeonholed by any genre, but rather we are pushed forward by celebrating and amplifying voices that deserve to be heard. In this top 10 list, we've got brash young indie bands. We've got fearless rock storytelling. We've got experimental rap poetics. Some of these artists are rookies, some are legends. We've got pop ingenues, and we've got paganistic witches, all within this top 10 list. When I think about our top 10 list and our honorable mention, these albums, while they represent all different styles and genres, it is the music that kept being played on heavy rotation here on Girly So Groovy, and it will be reverberating after the year is over as well. But what is a top 10 list? When it comes down to it, a top 10 list is simply 10 albums that have been on heavy rotation. When we think about 2025, for my own personal and political reasons, music this year has been a safe space to place my rage, my love, my anger, my joy, and all of the emotions into. These albums reflected the way I felt throughout the year. And hopefully with any episode that you've tuned into Girly So Groovy, the music has been a safe space for you to have all those feelings and emotions. But enough grandstanding and soapboxing. Let's get to the reason we are all here. The music. Let's get into the top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2025, starting with number 10. And right off the top, I have to say, I was really torn with including this, but then when I stopped and thought about the entire catalog of this artist, it was well worth including. Alison Goldfrapp, the namesake behind the dark dance duo Goldfrapp, is finding 2025 to be a big year. It was 25 years ago in 2000 that Alison Goldfrapp, as Goldfrapp, released the debut album. And then 20 years ago had their North America breakthrough album Supernature released. So two significant anniversaries for two significant albums in Goldfrapp's career. But Alison Goldfrapp herself, a long favorite here on Girly So Groovy, the lead singer of Goldfrapp and solo artist, whose multi-octave voice and wide-ranging influences make her a pop and electronic music innovator. It was back in August that Alison Goldfrapp's second solo album, Flux, was released. The album delivers hooky songs with her usual effortless elegance. And I thought about 2025 and again about finding those safe spaces to feel all the emotions. There were many times in 2025 where all I needed to do was to just dance all my cares away. And Alison Goldfrapp, for that reason, comes in at number 10.
Yeah.
Counting down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2025, we just started the list with our number 10 selection. Alison Goldfrapp with her second solo album, Flux, released back in August. Our number 9 selection goes to a band that made their girly so groovy radio debut in 2025. Chicorica are a synth pop trio out of Santiago, Chile. Their latest album, Inverno on la Playa, translates to Winter on the Beach. I have to say that the title is apt with the music that the trio makes. It's wispy, chilly vocals juxtaposed with late summer beach sunset vibes. Think dark dance sounds for a lonely dance floor. Coming in at number 9, it's Chicorica with Inverno on la Playa, Winter at the Beach, here on Girly So Groovy's Top 10. Coming in at number 9 in our top 10 girly so grooviest list for 2025, it's Santiago, Chile trio Chicorica with their album Inverno en la Playa. We heard the song Antes del Día from Chicorica. Our number 8 selection is another musical act that also made their girly so groovy radio debut in 2025. When I go with this description, you just kind of have to go with me on it. It is a description I've used before here on the program, and I'm going to continue with it because I stand by it. Smerz, S-M-E-R-Z, is an out-of-joint amalgamation of pop-flavored R&B, trip-hop, and techno from a Danish duo. Now living in Norway, Smerz's slinky postmodern pop album, Big City Life, lives up to its title. And this is where I need you to go with me. Imagine if the album was a person. It approaches you at a party and whispers, Want to go somewhere even cooler? Well, it's that level of dizzy sophistication and cool that Smurfs brings to their album Big City Life. Coming in at number 8, Smurfs here on Girly So Groovy. Counting down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2025, we just heard our number 8 selection, Danish duo Smurfs. With their album Big City Life, we heard the title track and opening track from the album Big City Life, which was released in May earlier this year. Our number 7 selection goes to an artist who, in fact, was not even featured as of yet on Girly So Groovy in 2025. I just ran out of time to cram as much music as I can, but it is oh so good and oh so worth including in our top 10. Brittany Parks, better known as the violinist, singer, songwriter, and producer, Sedan Archives, who combines R&B, hip-hop, and experimental electronic music, finds herself coming in at number 7 for her new third album, The BPM, released in October. The album plays like a highly energized, cathartic dance party meant to empower anyone in the margins. At number 7, it's Sedan Archives with The BPM, here on Girly So Groovy.
The night, the lights, we go up. message. Everything's so connected. Luminance it, it glows. First step.
Okay.
Move slow. Look around you. We can't fall. Every swallow feeds your soul. Oh, here you go. If you take a bite, you might feel it right, hey. Tied up for the night, the lights we go up. If you take a bite, you might feel it right, hey. Tied up for the night, the lights we go up. If you take a bite, you might feel it right, hey. Tied up for the night, the lights we go up. If you take a bite, you might feel it right, hey. If you take a bite, you might feel it right, hey. If you take a bite, you might feel it right, hey. If you take a bite, you might feel it right, hey. If you take a bite, you might feel it right, hey.
Coming in at number 7 in our top 10 best albums for 2025, it is Sudan Archives with her new third album, The BPM, released in October. We heard the song She's Got Pain from that album. Our number 6 album goes to a critically acclaimed alternative band that has been making music since 1981. Throwing Muses, a band led by incredible vocalist Kristen Hirsch. There is something electric about the band's new 11th album, Moonlight Concessions. It's a stripped-down acoustic sound that's packed with tension and moodiness. The fact that for over 4 decades now, this band has been making music, can still make music that finds its way into top 10 lists, says something about the talent that is in this band. At number 6, it's Throwing Muses with their album Moonlight Concessions here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you. Coming in at number six is the critically acclaimed alternative band Throwing Muses, led by Kristen Hirsch, a band making music since 1981. Their album Moonlight Concessions, released in March, made its way into the list. We heard the song South Coast from Throwing Muses. We are counting down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2025, and I cannot believe we are already halfway through the list. If you ever want to listen again or miss the show or curious about some of these bands we're featuring and want to hear them on other episodes, know that you can catch Girly So Groovy at any time. We are on the website Mixcloud. Simply go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. The other thing to note, if you're curious about who has come in as the number one or who have been included in the top 10 spots for the last few years, know that you can find the last three years worth on our Instagram page. We're at GSG Radio. All you need to do is click on the saved story highlights on our Instagram page. Again, GSG Radio. Enough advertising. Let's jump back into this top 10 list. Like I say, we are halfway through and we're now at number five. The acclaimed Nashville singer-songwriter Margot Price is a musician rooted in retro country and rock and roll. Her fifth album is named Hard-Headed Woman. It's an apt title as Margot Price continues to be an outspoken country outlaw, rallying for women's rights, independence, and setting her own course in Nashville. Remember what I said at the start of the show, that many or all of these top 10 albums were safe spaces for me, places to place my emotions in the politics of 2025. Margot Price is that person. Here she is with Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down from Hard-Headed Woman, our number five selection in our top 10 best albums of the year.
Don't let the bastards get you down. Don't sell your heart to no business man.
Spin.
Coming in at number 5 in our top 10 girliest or grooviest albums for 2025, that is Margot Price with her album Hard-Headed Woman, released back in August. At number 4, it is an album that we get to celebrate, the wonderfully weird. Dara Dorian is the solo project of singer and multi-instrumentalist Angel Dara Dorian, who is also known for her work with the Dirty Projectors. Her latest 4th album, Ready for Heaven, just had me so excited. It is a playful buffet of percussion forward, no wave, and drum and machine post-punk. One reviewer described the new album as, and I quote because it's such a great description, a carnival funhouse in the middle of a dilapidated parking lot. And that description has carried me through the full year. Coming in at number 4, it's Dara Dorian with her album Ready for Heaven here on Girly So Groovy.
Yes. yes, yes, yes.
Counting down the top 10 albums of 2025, this is Girly So Groovy. That was our number 4 selection, Dara Dorian with her album Ready for Heaven, released in May. We heard the song No, No, Yes, Yes from Dara Dorian. We are now getting into the top 3 Girly So Grooviest albums for the year. Our number 3 slot goes to Memphis Americana singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June. In April, she returned with her 5th album, Owls, Omens, Oracles. The newest album is a full circle moment, revisiting Valerie June's indie roots while still pushing forward. It centers on a joyful and spiritual outlook, celebrating growth and resilience. An album that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. And boy, did we need that more than ever in 2025. Again, at number 3, it's Valerie June here on Girly So Groovy. Music right there from our number 3 album for 2025 here on Girly So Groovy, Memphis Americana musician Valerie June. Her album Owls, Omens, and Oracles came out in April. We heard the opening track, Joy, Joy. Our number 2 selection is another band making their Girly So Groovy radio debut in 2025. Southern Avenue, a band that uses vintage blues and soul as their musical foundation. Southern Avenue is a band that brews up a sound inspired by their home base of Memphis, Tennessee. Their 4th album, Family, is a soaring, gritty, uplifting album celebrating love, struggles, determination, and yes, family. The reason for it is that the Jackson sisters, inspired by 60s and 70s soul singers, are sisters that create Southern Avenue. But to give the band one extra interesting element, Southern Avenue's lead singer, Tierney Jackson, her husband is also the guitarist in the band. Interestingly enough, as guitarist, he is Ori Naftali, Israel-born and raised, who became obsessed with Memphis sound, moved to Memphis to create his own band, marries Tierney Jackson, and then together with his wife and sister-in-laws, they create Southern Avenue. So this is what I mean when I say family definitely is a theme on the album. Family is indeed a manifesto, and highlighting and underscoring Southern Avenue's commitment to each other and their music, they offer an album that provides inspiration and empathy and resonance for everyone during the complex, confounding year that was 2025. So with that, at number two, it is Southern Avenue with their album Family, released back in April. Right now here on Girly So Groovy. Counting down the top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2025, we just heard our number two selection. Memphis band Southern Avenue with their album Family. It was released back in April. We heard the song Flying from Southern Avenue. Well, friends, I cannot believe that we are already at the number one album for 2025. Just a reminder that last year when we were at this spot, Laura Jane Grace, trans punk icon, Laura Jane Grace came in at number one with her album Hole in My Head. What is going to snatch that crown from Laura Jane Grace? Well, we're about to find out, but before we do that, I just want to remind you that in the second hour of the program, I've got a baker's dozen's worth of honorable mentions, albums that came very close to the top 10 spot, but not quite there. But still, I would hate to see we turn the clock to 2026 without celebrating those honorable mentions one more time. Also, before we get to our number one spot, if you are just tuning in, know that we are counting down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2025, the 10 best albums of the year. If you're just tuning in and you've missed the 9 so far, let's do a quick recap of what we have counted down. At number 10, it is Alison Goldfrapp with her sophomore solo dance album, Flux. At number 9, it is Santiago Chile Trio, Chicorica, with their album, Inverno en la Playa, Winter at the Beach. Number 8 is Danish dark dance duo Smurs with their album Big City Life. At number 7, it is Sudan Archives with her new third album, The BPM. At number 6, Throwing Muses with their album Moonlight Concessions, the band's 11th album. At number 5, it is country outlaw Margot Price with Hard-Headed Woman. At number 4, Dara Dorian with her wonderfully weird Right for Heaven. At number 3, it is Valerie June with her optimistic, joyful Owls, Omens, and Oracles. At number 2, it is another Memphis act in addition to Valerie June, Southern Avenue, who we did just hear with their album Family. When we started this countdown, I talked about how, for personal and political reasons, the music and albums featured in this top 10 list were all safe spaces, places that I could store and feel all my emotions. Everything from rage to joy to love to all of it. And when we kicked off the top 10, I said that there were many times out of just exhaustion with the political landscape that it was easy to lose yourself and just dance your cares away, and that's where Alison Goldfrapp came in. Well, we come all the way to number one. The number one album is an album that was just the complete opposite. When you have had enough of the political landscape in 2025 and you just want to burn it all down and rage against the machine, well, our number one album will absolutely let you do that. It has been a hot minute since a debut album has excited me as much as that of Brighton, UK quartet, The New Eves. Witchiness pervades the whole album. The band calls it paganistic feminism. It plays like a feral incantation to Patti Smith, Susie Sue, The Slits, Bikini Kill, PJ Harvey, Nico, Sinead O'Connor, Marianne Faithfull, and all the other women waiting for a new Eve to rise. At number one for the year 2025, it's The New Eves with The New Eve is Rising.
The new Eve is rising. From the pages of a burned Bible, from the roadsides and the gutters, the marshes and the meadows, from the pulpits and the cafes, from the forests and our backbones. The new Eve is curious and free. She eats what she wants to eat. every fruit from every tree she devours guiltlessly, and thick red fruit blood run down her hungry mouth, and thick red fruit blood run down her naked thighs. The new Eve is not ashamed when she bleeds. The new Eve spits out the seeds from the fruit of the forbidden tree, and then she plants them carefully, nurturing an orchard of apple trees.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched applications for its 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Young emerging artists are invited to come create new music in our studios, perform it live on air, attend industry workshops, get paid, and get studio recordings and video to build their artistic portfolios. Applications are live now via CFRC.ca and open through December 31st. Airwave YGK Musician Residencies are made possible through the support of the City of Kingston and Kingston Arts Council. Local lives here at CFRC. Apply today so we can amplify your talent tomorrow.
Do you prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see What's Brewing.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM continue to bring the heat this fall with a stacked lineup of local concerts. At the Broom Factory, you can catch country star Robin Ottolini on November 20th, Virginia DeVegas on November 21st, Queens grad Charlie Houston on November 28th, Stephen Stanley with No Electric on November 29th, Bat Sabbath on December 13th, folk icon Garnet Rogers on December 14th, and local rap hero Slaves of Spanky on December 19th. And don't forget to get your tickets now for the big show by Canadian alt faves, the Strombellas, playing Kingston Grand Theatre on November 23rd. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com. And don't forget to donate to CFRC's funding drive via cfrc.ca, where you may win $50 vouchers redeemable for KPP Concerts.
Thank you.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Hey, this is Eli on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm a first-year engineering student at Queen's, and I joined the station in September, so I'm still super new to everything. I love sharing my music and getting to know all the cool people here. We have a funding drive coming up from the start of November to the end of December. So